Lieutenant Urology, operative note on anesthesia is general trick. Anesthesia periperitonitis is bidistal ureteral calculus. Post-operative, same procedure. Number one is systole lithotripsy. Number two is right ureteral stem placement, 6 French by 26 centimeters. Number three, right retrograde pyelogram. Complications, none drains. 24 French throughway fully with 30 cc's of straw water in the balloon. Number one, number two, right ureteral stem placement, 6 French by 26 centimeters. Fluid 1700 cc's, crest fluid, EBL minimal. Findings, 9 millimeter right distal ureteral calculus, number one, number two, trilobal prostatic enlargement with obstructive appearance. Summary. I'm sorry, specimen stone. Condition stable. Summary, the patient was taken to the operating room, placed in spine position period after induction of general anesthesia. Anesthesia come to use, placed in the dorsal phlebotomy position period. He was prepped and drip, usual stone flashing period. The 22 French Francisco was infused period. The urethra was examined and appealed normal period. The prostate was reached and had trilobal enlargement with obstructive appearance period. The bladder was easily entered period. The electrode orifice was very small and had a clear reflux of urine period. The right ureteral orifice had a 9 millimeter calculus hanging off of it period. When we were filling the bladder with a cystoscope, this stone fell into the bladder period. It had a, next paragraph, the 1,000 micron homing laser was introduced through the cystoscope, and this calculus was fragmented using the laser period. The fragments were then removed with the electric evacuator and using the cold cut biopsy forceps to remove the larger fragments period. The right ureteral orifice was very edematous and could not be seen well to perform a right retrograde pyelogram period. Therefore, indigo carmine was given intravenously period. It took 20 minutes to see indigo carmine efflux from either ureteral orifices come out, which time it did efflux from both period. The open-ended catheter was unpassed to the cystoscope, and a collider was passed up the ureter to the kidney under fluoroscopic vision period. The open-ended catheter was then passed over the glide wire up to the mid-ureter, and the glide wire was removed period. Contrast was injected through the high-peak contrast was injected through the open-ended catheter performing a right retrograde pyelogram period. The right collecting system appeared normal without any hydronephrosis or evidence of filling defects period. There was a drainage of high-peak down the ureter, which drained easily. The distal ureter appeared dilated, but there was no evidence of filling defects, period. The collider was then passed up through the open-ended catheter to the kidney under fluoroscopic vision, period. The open-ended catheter was removed, leaving the wire in place, period. A 6 French by 26 centimeter right double J ureteral stent was passed over the glide wire. The glide wire was removed, period. A curl was seen in the upper pole of the right kidney under fluoroscopic vision, and a curl was seen in the bladder under cystoscopic vision, period. I attempted passing a Foley catheter, was unsuccessful doing so, period. I attempted passing it with a catheter guide and was still unsuccessful, period. Therefore, the 24 inch Foley, three-way Foley catheter at the end, hole punch, narrow period. The 22 French cystoscope was reintroduced in the bladder, and the glide wire was passed in the bladder under cystoscopic vision period. The 24 French throughway full catheter was then passed over the glide wire into the bladder and urine drained light pink period. 30 cc's of straw water was placed in the balloon period. Bag was then put to drainage period. The patient saw the procedure while coma was expedited, taking post-anesthesia carrying in satisfactory condition period, sponging instrument, cavalcating in case period.